Conclusion. ECT is a treatment modality that is most effective for severe depression and treatment-resistant depression. It is also useful for pregnant women who don't want to expose the fetus to any medication or any individual wanting to avoid pills. While treatment for depression is common, and 1 in 6 Americans takes an antidepressant medication, treatment with ECT is far less common. It is often considered underutilized considering its proven effectiveness in clinical trials. Lack of utilization may be attributed to historic depictions of ECT in media that either portray it negatively or portray it as a modality that is used to treat severely afflicted or institutionalized patients. Other barriers to use include cost of treatment, required frequency of treatment, and interruption to daily activities that ECT treatment requires. Potential side effects include amnesia and cognitive impairment. These are most prominent immediately after treatment and usually improve in the weeks to months after the treatment course, though some report permanent deficits. Some studies show long-term cognitive improvement following treatment. Other common side effects include aspiration, nausea, and vomiting and are typical of general anesthesia. Mortality rate is between 1 in 4 out of 100,000, which is similar to other minor procedures utilizing general anesthesia. There are no absolute contraindications to ECT, and the decision to administer ECT is always made by weighing the risks and benefits of treatment. A full psychiatric examination must be done prior to opting for ECT, and meeting with a psychiatrist who practices ECT is the first step for a patient who is seeking this treatment modality.